لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أفرأيت الذي تولى وأعطى قليلا وأكدى، أعنده علم الغيب فهو يرى، أم لم ينبأ بما في صحف موسى وإبراهيم الذي وفى، ألا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى، وأن ليس للإنسان إلا ما سعى، وأن سعيه سوف يرى، ثم يجزاه الجزاء الأوفى، وأن إلى ربك المنتهى، وأنه هو أضحك وأبكى، وأنه هو أمات وأحيا، وأنه خلق الزوجين الذكر والأنثى من نطفة إذا تمنى، وأن عليه النشأة الأخرى، وأنه هو أغنى وأقنى، وأنه هو رب الشعرى، وأنه أهلك عادن الأولى وثمود فما أبقى، وقوم نوح من قبل إنهم كانوا هم أظلم وأطغى، والمؤتفكة أهوى فغشاها ما غشا، فبأي آلاء ربك تتمارى، هذا نذير من النذر الأولى، أزفت الآزفة ليس لها من دون الله كاشفة، أفمن هذا الحديث تعجبون، وتضحكون ولا تبكون، وأنتم سامدون، فاسجدوا لله واعبدوا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر، وإن يروا آية يعرضوا ويقولوا سحر مستمر، وكذبوا واتبعوا أهواءهم وكل أمر مستقر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن ربك يعلم أنك تقوم أدنى من ثلثي الليل ونصفه وثلثه وطائفة من الذين معك، والله يقدر الليل والنهار، علم أن لن تحصوه فتاب عليكم فاقرؤوا ما تيسر من القرآن، علم أن سيكون منكم مرضى وآخرون يضربون في الأرض يبتغون من فضل الله، وآخرون يقاتلون في سبيل الله، فاقرؤوا ما تيسر منه وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا، وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا، واستغفروا الله، إن الله غفور رحيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. الحمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه ومن تابعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. A very short reminder for myself and you. Normally we do tasbih immediately after the fard salah. But then today I said, let me just give the message, then we do tasbih thereafter. Very important message. One is that this is the particular last day, or maybe two, and thereafter we go into Shawwal. Many of us who have listened to Quran in Taraweeh, which got completed, so we go into the mode of Eid from now onwards. And we're forgetting that Ramadan is still there. You can only start celebrating or maybe preparing for Eid once the Shawwal comes up. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam makes mention that there are many of the people who will be forgiven, granted salvation and forgiveness in the last moment of Ramadan. Maybe on 30th, maybe 29th, Asr time and Maghrib time. So all that period remains Ramadan. Today, if Hilal shows up, otherwise tomorrow. Last moment also, people are going to be forgiven. And this is opportunity for us, that all this period remains Ramadan. It might be we be among those people will be last forgiven. Says Umar ibn al-Khattab, thing which used to motivate him or push him to do amal, he would always mention that if Allah grants everybody forgiveness and one individual is left, it might be me. So consider yourself that maybe Allah will forgive me in the last moment. So I would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the last moment. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Quran makes mention here that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you breath the last breath of your life until there. He yaqeen is in form of death. So I am reminding you and myself, my brothers, there are two kind of people in our majlis today. One are those who have got frame of mind that, you know, Ramadan is just like a ritual. I've passed many other Ramadan. It's just coming and goes. So this is one of them. And that's it. Once the announcement of Eid comes, then Ramadan was kept behind and I carry on with my life. This is one of the mindset. But there are some who came with the baggage. They have got in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I was supposed to do a lot in Ramadan. I was supposed to finish maybe two Quran, maybe one Quran. But because of my occupancy and my busyness, I could not finish the Quran. Or I was not able to fulfill the rite of Ramadan the way it is supposed to be. So I'm here, Ya Allah, to make commitment that if my Quran is not finished, one or two which I committed, I'll still continue reciting. Or maybe I'll read today. The last moment of Ramadan is just like a person who is in a race. He accelerates, that it is last lap of my race. So I should go more faster, I should give more time, especially being Saturday or Sunday. I should finish whatever has not been done. Because this might be my last, as we say that. We decide every salah is supposed to be the last salah. So every Ramadan is last Ramadan. So if we do this in our mind, then there are two more things that has to be done. One is that, learn to shed tears. Learn to wipe tears in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is very, very important. Those eyes do not cry. It seems to be their heart has been hardened. And hardening of the heart, qasabatul qalb, they call it in Arabic, is one of the na mahrumi, is one of the depriving of the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Imam Thuri rahmatullah alayh, Sufyan Thuri is a famous muhaddith, he's also a pious predecessor. On the day of Arafah, he was sitting. And Abdullah Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah ali is also a very pious person and happened to be a student as well. So he found Ra'itu Sufyan Thuri jalisan ala rukubayhi, fa ra'itu aynani hamilan. I saw Sayyidina Sufyan Thuri rahmatullah in Arafah sitting in a very grief kind of condition, and I saw his eyes are full of water. So I sat next to him and I also felt crying, that if he's crying on the day of Arafah, a day of forgiveness, then what about me? I'm worse than him. He's comparing himself and he started crying. And then Sufyan Thuri saw him and said, Mash Anuka, what is your problem? Why are you crying? So he says that, Man aswa'u fi hadhi al-jam'i hadha al-jam'a. He said, who is the worst in this gathering? As far as the a'mal are concerned. Sufyan Thuri is an elderly person. So what statement he meant, this is the statement you should remember. He said, the worst person is the one he thinks inna Allah la yaghfiru lahu aliyum. Is the person who yadhunnu inna Allah la yaghfiru lahu. A person who thinks, who imagines, Allah is not going to forgive him, is the worst person, he says. So my brothers, if you had opportunity, if Allah gave you the ability, tawfiq, to attend the salah, to attend the salah to taraweeh, to attend the salah, fajr salah, isha salah with jama'ah and other salah, and you fasted, then remember it was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah loved you, that's why He granted you the tawfiq. And that's why He granted you also tawfiq to raise your hands up and shed some tears, wipe some tears. And now He has accepted you. That's why He called you in His house. Normally you only invite a guest if you like. If somebody is a drug dealer, somebody is a person who is doing something wise, you'll not call him inside the house. Say, no, brother, let's talk outside the door, whatever you want. When Allah loves an individual, it is a sign He brings him to the masjid. And when you come to the masjid and you follow one salah and the next salah, Hasan Basri said it is the sign of acceptance. That's why first salah was performed, then He called you for the next salah. So now this Ramadan, it doesn't mean that now when Eid mode comes and we should say like, no, I'm done now. And like the first package people, as I said, they just do it ritual. No, we don't do like a ritual. We do as if it was the last and we continue with ibadat. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكْ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. You worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you become very strong, convinced that He's my Rabb. But I want to be steadfast with Iman so that I do a'mal and I die with the Iman. Two statements, if you can take home. Two statements. One is a quitting and one is a starting. Then you have done your Ramadan. One statement I want people to make, I challenge myself and you, within yourself, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, I'll quit one sin, one major sin. This Ramadan, I have decided, I'm going to quit one sin for lifetime. And I'm going to add one amal, one action. I'll every day do it, because I learned from the Ramadan. If you do this too, then you are a very successful person. What is quitting a sin here, quitting a shortcoming, is that, you decide what is a major in your life that is being an obstacle for you not enjoying the salah, not enjoying the Quran. Ramadan was a conducive environment which Allah gave us, where He changed the rebellious shaitan, and everybody was reading Quran, people reading salah, taraweeh, extra prayers were going on. So you came into that environment, you enjoyed and you felt the spirituality. But once you're going to go out of the masjid, again that polluted environment, because you do remember, pollution are two kinds. One is the physical that we see because of the diesel, because of the smoke, because of the factories, because of the bombing also. They do many things happening outside environment. It affects the layer, ozone layer of the universe, of the world. It has created a huge hole the size of Australia. That's why the weather are not same as it happened before. However, it has caused a hole in environment. Imagine the pollution of the sins. That's the spirituality. Pollution of the sin, that it affects the heart of the people. So when we come into the masajid as a safe area, where you don't feel that pollution. Outside you feel the pollution of the sins. So now what happens is, in order to safeguard outside, you need to carry out the a'mal. So one sin, it can be any, somebody who's got loose tongue. When he speaks, then he becomes abusive. When he gets angry, he uses vulgar languages. He gossips people, and then he humiliates people because he thinks he's a very strong person. Or he's got that habit. Now and then he goes home and he gets angry. He saw something small matter, he gets angry. So you need to control the tongue. If that is your sin, you think is putting you back, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make intention of keeping away from that particular sin. Somebody, and there are many I would say now, because of this technology that dominates this area, our life, is a Dajjalic network. That's why they call it also network. Net is in order to catch the prey. So what they've done since 1940 somewhere there, when the World War II took place, they established two industries, two entertainment industry, Bollywood, Hollywood, and then there are many after that were established. This is done in order to damage your iman, to damage you mentally, and also damage your iman. They brought small clips now. Before there used to be whole movie. Now I say, no, you don't have time. We keep on showing different movies. And then from one area to second area. They show you the woman folk, then they take you to nudity, and pornography, etc., and fornication. So all these sins, what happens? You'll waste a lot of your precious time, which can never be reversed. And secondly, it will make you stay away from Allah. You'll not enjoy the Quran and you'll not enjoy the Salah. So if you're one of them who is addicted to this particular phones and the network,
then it is time for you, because you are in the right environment. Make commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I'm quitting this. I'm going to stay away from this particular movie clips also, and the dramas and everything, because it doesn't benefit me. It is looking at woman folk and vice versa, woman looking at men folk. It's not my own opinion. It is the dalil qat'i from Quran. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Tell male folk they should abstain their gaze away when they come to Namahram woman. So it's not only without clothes, it's also with clothes. Everything is haram, as the Quran makes mention, looking at them. And it is means of damaging the eye. Fornication is done by physical only. Fornication takes place by nazar. Al-aynani yazniyan. Zinahum an-nazar. Nabi alayhi salam makes mention, the eyes also commit zina, adultery, fornication. What is the fornication? Is looking, casting gaze on Namahram woman. So if this is what you are addicted to, because there's addiction, believe me, so then you make tawbah, it is time for you. If you are addicted to listening to music, maybe from the ears, then it is time for you to make tawbah. If your fingers are moving a lot on your phone, and you're chatting to Namahram woman, and so etc., and having extramarital affairs so far, it is time for you to make tawbah from there. So there are few sins that it is mentioned, those are kabair, those are major. Let us at least quit one in the month of Ramadan. And secondly, let us add something to start with. One amal, that I'm going to recite the Quran maybe. In Ramadan, I read the whole Quran. I used to give some time to Quran. Let me continue throughout 11 months if Allah has given me life. I will be committed to finish at least two Quran. The haqq of the Quran on every believer, Quran should be completed twice according to fuqaha. But who can add, he should add more. If he's hafiz of Quran, it is haqq of the Quran to finish Quran every monthly. But those who are non-hafiz, at least twice. So let us commit ourselves to reciting the Quran. If not, if you're already doing, then you can do salatul duha, salatul tahajjud. You know, add one more salah extra of nafal salah, then you can do this. And those who can give charity for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should give charity. And finally, my brothers, I would like to thank you, all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you jazai khair for remaining and listening to my discourses sometimes. You know, sometimes maybe you felt hurt because of you always mention the truth and we want to convey the truth. So, you know, may Allah accept your sitting here. And also would like to thank Brother Kabir to arrange this program. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of you tawfiq and jazai tawfiq, inshallah, jazakumullah khair. Subhanallah wa bihamdih. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك ونشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وصائر عباداتنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندام ولا مفتونين. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها وأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم نور قلوبنا بنور الإيمان. اللهم أحسن أخلاقنا بنور القرآن. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. Yes, bhai. 33, 33. 33, subhanallah, alhamdulillah.